Yeah, I think one of the stories that I remember vividly and fondly was, you know, one of the things that attracted me to Frost Valley was the diversity of people that it serves. And I remember having a conversation early on with a board member, and he said, "What is your vision for Frost Valley?" And I said, "Well, I think it's to continue to build a camp where any child can attend regardless of their ability or their financial situation or anything. Just anybody can come to Frost Valley." And so I was reminded, I think, of the importance of that maybe 5 or 6 years into my tenure here, where we had a young man who came from the Albany area in the dialysis program. And he came down, he didn't want to be here. He was like 14 or 15 years old. He just didn't want to be here. So the first day he was on dialysis, I went and visited him, and we just chatted for a while. And of course, he's confined to the chair and can't leave, so I have a chance to kind of chat with him a bit. And we talked about getting used to being in a different place and making new friends. And he just was a video game guy. He played video games. That's what he did. He had a couple of friends, but they were mostly, you know, online friends. And he used a walker. That was the other thing with this young guy. So he wasn't able to move around quite as well, even though he mainstreamed into a cabin group. So the second time he was on dialysis, this would have been on Wednesday, I went back up to see him and I asked him how things were going. He said, "Yeah, pretty good, pretty good." You know, he said, I'm making some friends." And he said, "This place isn't so bad." And I said, "Yeah, it's not so bad, you know. So let's give it a couple more days and we'll see. We'll talk again on Friday." So on Friday, I came back up and talked with him. And you could just see his spirit growing, you know, in those 5 days. You could just feel it. So I asked him how it was going. "Great," he said. "I taught my cabin how to play rock, paper, scissors. That's all they want to do now is play rock, paper, scissors, you know." And he felt so good because he had something to offer them. And they loved it and they embraced him. And he would play rock, paper, scissors, and it was good. So the following week, I guess on Monday, I just popped in and asked him how he was going, and big smile on his face. "This is great. It's fine." So I quit visiting him then after that. So on Friday, the closing breakfast, I was in the dining hall and saw him walking, carrying a tray of dishes. He was the waiter for the table. No walker. He was walking, carrying this tray of dishes. 10 days before that, he could hardly stand up straight and he would move around with this walker. But in 10 days, he went from abandoning the walker to walking and actually carrying a heavy tray of plates and bowls. So I didn't even say anything to him. I just smiled. He smiled at me and I don't think any words had to be exchanged, but it was a beautiful story. And you know, I was just proud to be a part of that.